Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, how's it going, folks? It's me, Derek, host, Degenerate Derek Podcast, here for your Week 12 pick show on a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. You know, the more I was looking at those Thanksgiving games, they are shit. They're shit games. I mean, they all have big time. I mean, who knows what's going to happen when the games kick off, you know, but you look at it. Lions, 7.5-point favorites. Cowboys, 10.5-point favorites. And 49ers, 7-point favorites. So all the games are predicted to be just mud stompings, asshole beatings, but Thanksgiving Day football, whatever. We got to get ready, though. Week 12 picks coming off a 4-1 weekend. Yeah, that's right. If you missed some episodes here and there, I went 4-1 last week. Finally didn't look like a total asshole, which was nice. Brought my overall record to 25-28-2. Terrible. But who knows? I could go off this weekend. I could go 4-1 again, and then I would be 29-29-2. Huh? That'd be pretty badass if I could get back to 500 with, what, 5-6 weeks left to go? Oh, that would be sick. We'll see what we can do. But I got 5 picks for you for Week 12, just like each and every week. As far as Thanksgiving goes, I did a Packers-Washington-Seahawks parlay. Packers plus 7.5, Washington plus 11, Seahawks plus 7. It pays $100, pays you $600. I'm just hoping for some good football tomorrow, but you never know. I guess you never know with Thursday games, you know, short week preparation, all that shit, but God, it could be a potential where the games tomorrow fucking suck. And then Black Friday, you got Dolphins as 9.5-point favorites over the Jets. I'm not, you know, none of those games are on my picks, but I'm still going to bet on them because, you know, when they're standalone game, I mean, how do you not bet on the Thanksgiving Day games? How do you not bet on the first ever Black Friday game? I don't know. I couldn't call myself a degenerate if I passed on those. So, yeah, Thursday I'm going to do a little dog parlay, and then Friday I'll bet the Jets. I'll bet the Jets plus 9.5. Just for fun. I don't want to see a blowout, you know what I mean? 9.5, a lot of points. Dolphins obviously could, you know, put up 100, but let's just say the Jets, I don't know, maybe they shock the world. Maybe they pull out a win over the Dolphins. I might go a little Jets money line, huh? Huh? Nah, probably not. But I'll definitely do Jets plus 9.5. But those are my Thursday and Friday picks. But let me get into my 5 picks, my picks that count. Again, 25-28-2 on the year, 4-1 last week, okay? Let's see if we can do some things this week.
Number 5.
I'm going to go Colts minus 2.5 at home, taking on the Bucks. The Bucks have been an unbelievable team against the spread this year, 7-3 against the spread. Just amazing. Honestly, amazing. But they did suffer a big loss last week against San Francisco, which a lot of people do. They got blown, well, not blown out, but, you know, they were double-digit dogs and they didn't cover. They got to come back to Indianapolis for another road game. I like the Colts in this spot, minus 2.5. Colts minus 2.5 is my least confident pick with it being at 5, but they did make the card, and I will be betting Colts minus 2.5, okay?
Number 4.
I'm going to go Ravens minus 3.5 on the road, taking on the Chargers. This is Sunday night football. Ravens, one of the best teams in the NFL. Chargers, definitely not, okay? I just think the Ravens beat up the Chargers, beat them by probably 3 touchdowns, I would say, which probably means the Chargers are going to win. But, hey, Ravens minus 3.5, that is my pick.
Number 3.
I like the Bills. Yes, the Bills plus 3.5 on the road, taking on the Eagles. Eagles got a big win last week against the Chiefs. Looked a little sloppy, but then again, you're playing the Chiefs. So the Chiefs can make anybody, you know, not look as good. But they did get the win. They did pull out the dub. As unlikely as it was, it looked like, you know, it definitely looked like the Chiefs were the better team through most of that game. But Eagles do win. They come back. Got to take on the Bills. I don't know why, but I like for the Bills to step up here. Maybe Josh Allen, a little bit of Josh Allen magic. I still don't see how, though. I don't know what you're going to do against that Eagles defensive line, but whatever. The pick's locked in. I'm going Bills plus 3.5 on the road, taking on the Eagles.
Number two.
Browns plus 2.5 on the road, taking on the Broncos. Browns they're a defense. They can play defense, and they can run the football. Both those things in Denver, I think, is good enough to get the win. I'm going to go Browns money line, but for the podcast, I'm going Browns plus 2.5. I love that pick.
Number one.
And my favorite pick of the weekend, which is crazy because when I first wrote this down, it was one way and then I switched it, but I love the pick, and there's one reason why. So it's Jags on the road taking on the Texans. Houston opened up as 1.5-point favorites. It's now sitting at Jags -1, -1.5 some places. Anytime that line crosses, where it goes from one team was favored to now the other team is favored, I go back to the original team that was favored. So my initial instincts told me Jags -1.5. But then when I looked at what the line opened up at, because that's what you got to look at what the line opens up at. To me, that's very important because that's telling you, you know, in Vegas's eyes, who the better team is. And in Vegas's eyes, the better team was the Texans. Not by much. I mean, they are at home. They more see them as basically even teams. Maybe even the Jags a little bit better, but they give Texans, you know, the home field advantage, so they make them the small favorites. I like the Texans here. I thought I liked the Jags. But now that people are betting the Jags and that line crossed, I'm going to go Texans plus 1.5. It's my favorite pick of the weekend. Those are my five games. I did go 4-1 last week. I am 25-28-2. If I can go 4-1 this weekend, I'll be right at 500. If I go 5-0, I'll be above 500. Anything else, and my season will still be shit. A lot of work still to do. Looking forward to this weekend's games. I like my picks. Although some of them do feel off, I'm not going to lie. Like, the more I look at it, like, the Ravens, are they going to go to the West Coast? Yeah, I think they are. But real quick, my picks, Colts -2.5, Ravens -3.5, Bills +3.5, Browns +2.5, and Texans +1.5. I like a lot of I like three dogs this weekend, okay? That is it. That is my Week 12 picks. I guess let me cover some of these other games. Let's see. You got New Orleans, Atlanta. I like New Orleans in that game +1.5. You know, New Orleans 5-5 taking on the Falcons 4-6 in Atlanta. Atlanta is 2-8 against the spread, but the Saints are 2-7-1 against the spread. So neither one of these teams cover. It's going to be a shit show. But if I had to bet that game, I'd probably bet the Saints +1.5. Steelers, Bengals almost made my card. I kind of like the Bengals +1.5. I know Joe Burrow's out. I still think the Bengals got a lot of dudes on that team, and the Steelers have just been so bad. But then the Steelers just got rid of their OC. Same with the Bills, and the Bills came out, and their offense looked much better right after they got rid of Ken Dorsey. Is that going to be the same for the Steelers? I'd probably bet the Steelers -1.5. Just because a lot of times you see teams when they struggle on offense and they get rid of that OC, they do things differently, and it works. And so, especially with the Bengals having Joe Burrow be out, Steelers -1.5 would probably be my pick in that game. I bet the Jags. I bet the Colts. New England on the road taking on the Giants. New England's -3.5. I definitely would like the Giants in that game, and I like for Bill Belichick to go on to coach the Giants next year. So I would go Giants +3.5 in that game. Carolina on the road taking on Tennessee. I would like the Panthers +4 in that game. Rams on the road taking on the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals -1.5 in that game. And I just like Kyler Murray. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy. I think that dude gets shit on a lot, but I think he can ball. Kansas City on the road taking on the Raiders. I would go Raiders +9.5. You know, division rival game. Raiders are 5-6. They're right there. They're not the worst team. They're 6-4-1 against the spread. They're not really getting blown out that much. Chiefs, I know they're coming off a loss. They're going to be pissed. But, you know, these teams, they seem to play each other pretty well. Of course, they're division rivals, so they usually do. But I like the Raiders +9.5 in that game. I really do. And, Yeah, and then that's it. Then Monday night you got Bears at Vikings, but I will get to that Monday when I recap week 12. That's going to do it, though. I'm going to get out of here, start my Thanksgiving vacation. 5 picks this weekend again. Colts minus 2.5, Ravens minus 3.5, Bills plus 3.5, Browns plus 2.5, and Texans plus 1.5. Those are my 5 plays for week 12. Hope you guys have a great holiday. Back Monday to recap. Might even have a special guest appearance with Nard, as that is his first day on back with the Billy Madison Show. Can't wait till Monday. Cannot wait until Monday. I'm so excited. I'll see you guys then.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.